Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, in the 3 weeks, in the Bein HaMetzarim, in a very difficult and challenging year for Klal Yisrael on many, many fronts, Kushbok Shemim Merachem, we should make it a meaningful period of Bein HaMetzarim. In Parshas Pinchas, I've noted in the past, and I want to talk about it again this time, that the Inyan of the Nesachim is sort of a stepchild to the whole Inyan of the Karbanis. As you know, a lot of Parshas Pinchas discusses the Karbanis. They have many topics in the Parsha, but most famously, the Parsha of the Karbanis of the different times of the year. And the Karbanis, the Menachis I mentioned, and the Nesachim are given very little treatment. You say, and you bring the Nesachim. It doesn't explain what Nesachim are. By the Milcha, at least it explains the Shiurim. Nesachim are given very, very short shrift here in the Parsha. Matter of fact, in the Shalish Regalim Shmeina Esrei, we're also given very short shrift. We say the Karbin, and then we say the Mincha Seyem, and we talk about how much the Mincha is. We say that it's a Chatzi Yisarin or a Shlish or a V'Yisarin, depending on the Karbin. And then we mentioned the Sachem just in passing. The Pasha Shlach Rashi says that the Sachem are not a Reich Dichayach LaHashem. They're not a Yishay Hashem. Rashi there says that the Nesachim are not burnt on the Mizbeach, they're put on the Mizbeach, but they're really part of the Ishei Hashem, not part of the Reach Dichayach, so that the Nesachim seem to be a very secondary aspect of the Karban. Yet, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shiras HaLeviim, of the Leviim singing Shiras, and Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam paskins Ikah Shira B'Peh, the main Shira is the singing, Rashi paskins Ikah Shira B'Kli, but be that as it may, the singing of the Beis HaMikdash was certainly, the Shira was part of the beauty of the inspiration of the Avodah. Yet, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei, in the Rambam paskins of the third parak of Klei HaMikdash, that all Shira is only on Nisach HaYayim. The Shira is only done B'Shas Nisachim. As a matter of fact, a Karban Ayla, which has Nisachim, has Shira. A Chatas that doesn't have Nisachim doesn't have Shira. Not only that, the Rambam says, Skata b'chatzaitzveis aloi v'sechem, ashami nidrechem, the mitzvah blowing of the Kohen of the Chatzaitzveis, which is accompanied by the Shira. The Rambam says, Vaita was only by the Nisachim. This was only done by the Nisachim. So that, the entire tremendous inspiration of the Mishayrim, of a whole section of the Leviim singing, was all connected to the Nesachim. If there was no Nesachim, then there was no Shira. How I davaru, the Nesachim are so secondary, so to speak, in the Karbanis, and yet the entire Shira is only by the Nesachim. I'll tell you something else that's interesting. The Meshech Chachma in this week's Parsha, Perichov Tes Basik Yedal, writes, and he calls this, quote, Amina Davar Chadash Ma'id. I want to tell you a big chiddush. He says the fact that a Karban Ayla is brought before a Karban Chatas is only if they are Nesachim. Only if they are Nesachim. If for some reason there's no wine available and they're bringing the Karban without Nesachim, then the Chashivas of the Ayla goes down a notch and then the Chatas goes before the Ayla. Rav Hudner, in the Sefer Zecharia of Rav Hudner, has a letter about this Meshech Chachma, Semen Ayin Aleph. And he says, why does it go down a notch? Because if there's no Nesachim, there's no Shir. And in Mela, it goes down a notch. So, it's an incredible thing. The Kala Dover is that the Mela of an Ayla is tied to the Shir and the Nesachim. So we're learning today is that there's the Ikar Karban, which is the Karban, and the different Avodas of the Karban, and the Menachis, and different Avodas of the Menachis. And then there's the Nesachim and the Shir, which are very secondary, and yet they give the Chashivas to the Karban Ayla. Halei Davar. The answer to this entire riddle is an old Yisai that we've spoken about in the past. And that is that when a person does what the Torah obligates him to do, the Iker Avoida, when a person does what a friend asks him to do, when a person does what he's obligated to do for his family, that shows he's an Erlucha person. It doesn't show Ahava. Ahava always comes when a person is doing something extra, something more. So that's not the main job that he has to do. Sometimes the little toy or trinket or card that a chassan gives his kala has more meaning than the engagement ring. Engagement ring you have to give. And the inspiration very much can come from the nesachim, the sheerest part of the nesachim. The inspiration is from that something extra that a person does. And our mitzvahs, we have to know to do that, to hear that extra little bit, that extra sheer, that extra song to what we do. That creates the avos mitzvahs and the avos Hashem. And therefore, the nesachim ataka not the ikar. But once you do the Iker Mitzvah, then the Sachem give a Maila to the Karban Oila. They give it an elevated status. Let me share a second thought regarding Karbanis in general. The first person to understand the side of Karbanis, and Karbanis is not Poshit, why God would want us to sacrifice a perfectly good animal, is part of the Saidei Satayra. The Ramban, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, in Bereishis, says Cain was the Rishon Sha'am at Al-Seid HaKarbanis. Cain was the first person that understood the secret of Karbanis. Hevel Hevi Gamhu. Gam means he was secondary. Once Cain revealed the secret of Karbanis, Hevel also brought Karbanis. Halei Dover, who amazing. Cain, who was Ayman on the side of Karbanis, he went wrong. He did something wrong. Now, Peep Shat, well, what? How is that? The Kayan who understood the Hashivas of Kabbalah went wrong? The answer, which I saw B'Shem Rav Nebenzal, a beautiful Yisayt. Mesilas Yesharim in Parashat Yotes writes, Ein dai basiyas mitzvah bovad, el tzarech l'chavda u'lahadra. Not enough for a person to do mitzvahs. Never chayit does mitzvahs. You also have to show it's covered, it's hidur. Torah v'chabda u'lahadra. Cain understood the nekuda amiti of a carbon, the kechiv of a carbon. However, he thought, what does God care if we bring him a beautiful animal or an animal that's not as beautiful? If we bring him beautiful fruits, rather, he brought pears. If we bring beautiful fruits, or fruits that are beat up, look, if somebody has an apple that doesn't look nice, so he uses it for applesauce. He uses it for something else. Use it for what it's good for. Because for applesauce, it doesn't matter if it's beat up. Cain thought, by the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom cares if it's a beautiful apple or not a beautiful apple. So he used second-rate things. He wasn't aiming on the idea of the Mesil Sisharim. A kela kavod. We talk Kadosh Baruch Hu the kela kavod. Havel Hashem, havel like kavod va'ayis. We say, give a Kadosh Baruch Hu kavod. Hashem is kavod. But the answer is that we need to be mechabed things. It's a general rule that in any spiritual thing, the more you mechabed it, the more you give it kavod, the more it exists, the more it's meaningful, the more it really counts. It says, by Berachas Kain and by Duchening, that when you want to get the bracha, Yisraelim has to stand. The yichavin neged ha-kayinim. What happens to the yichavin? The kayinim are benching me. The more you makshiv the bracha, the more you close your eyes and think about the bracha, the more chashiv it is. Ruchni is because things are chashiv according to your being makshiv them. V'davin v'sikin, does it count as minyan? The Be'alach and Simenum Ches writes, rock on this harimbud. The seeking is as good as minion, but only nizharim by someone who's careful. What does careful mean? Some people think it means he davens with minion with the seeking every day. Rabbi Yashav and Kovitz Chuvis, in the first volume, Chuvit Tezvav, says it's not mistaver. If the seeking is as good as minion, it's as good as minion, even if you do it once a week or once a month. But the pshat is, the nizharim by, you machshiv the seeking. If you give it a chashivas, then it has a chashivas. If you mechabed it, And then Ataka has the Cheshivas. And that's the way it is with all Ruchniyistic things. That's why davening properly for davening, addressing properly for davening is so important. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadik Ches, Roy Shiulay Malbushim Noam Yuchadim Lutfila. Going big day kahuna. Says a person should have a special begadim when he goes to daven. What's the difference? A lot of people, whatever they're doing, they stop. They go to the corner of the room or they go to the shul and they daven just the same way. The davening is the same davening. However, Dr. Mesil Zishar may die by Sias Mitzvah. Kayin didn't understand this. And this is the Hashkafa of Kayin. The Hashkafa of Kayin, just do the mitzvah, chick chak, do it. Do it adequately, do it properly, be mekayim all the rules, and that's good enough. And certainly that's the first job. However, the Hashkafas Kayin is not enough to develop a relationship, an avas ha-tayva, an avas ha-mitzvah, to develop an inspiration. For that, you have to be mekabed the mitzvah as well. Getting back to the nesachim and the shira, the nesachim and the shira of the karbonis, to take away from the Hashkafa of Kayin. Hashkafa of Kayin was do the mitzvah, do it according to the rules, and chick-chack, you do the mitzvah, and it's true, you do the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. There's no obligation to be happy, to sing, or to do the mitzvah, to get dressed special for a mitzvah. Yet, somebody who does, somebody who washes his hands before the davening, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, somebody who puts on a proper beged, a formal beged when he goes to davening, he's mashed the mitzvah, he gives the chashidus. And the sachem and the shira are not makim in the carbon. Gemara says in Erechin that the shira is not makim in the carbon. Carbon's kasha without it. The sachem are not makim in the carbon. Yet, they create the beauty of the carbon. They create the chashidus. He have a man, spent money on an animal, he makrev it as an oila. We tell him, you know what? If you bring a little bit of a lug, how much of a lug? Put a part of a lug to as a lug is 12 ounces. If you bring a cup full of wine and you pour it, what do you know? You know it's going to be a carbon. It's going to be in the sachem for you. It's going to give the chashivas. You sing with it, and it gives the chashivas. And so the lesson of the nesachim of the shir is lafuke, to take away from the Hashkafa of Kayin, which is a very common Hashkafa today. Do the mitzvah, you're from you, do it right. More than that, you don't need it. It's true. We don't make no mitzvah. But to be mashiv the mitzvah, lechabdo lahadra, that's important. And so with this thought regarding the karbanis, and of course the karbanis today is the davening, I myself will try to do more to be mechabid, b'lineder, and lechabdo lahadra, and we all should try. And the Bein HaMitzarim, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, we become cold to it. Terrible, terrible tragedy. Not just the hundreds who were killed, but the thousands who lost limbs, really. Who lost limbs, Rahman al-Islan, with the booby traps. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give that this terrible war should come to an end with a Hatzlacha for us. And then we should see it into the terrible karbonis. Hashem should protect Klal Yisrael. And Bezus Hashem, we should go from Rebbein HaMitzarim to a time of the Shivat and Nechemta. We should have our own little Nechemta from the tragedies of this year. And the great ultimate Nechemta, for which we all hope. A good Shabbos to one and all.